is Rock and Roll Radio.
Greetings from Jindal. It's your boy Jody Havnot. You're listening to Rock and Roll Radio. I'm doing my little 2015 best of the year kind of deal. And I won't be playing all new music because there wasn't a whole lot. But I am excited because Amber, a.k.a. Meaty Bits, is in the studio right now.
Hello.
Hey, Meaty. What's up?
Nothing much.
So we're going to play a bunch of cool music tonight. And we're going to get right into the music. I want to hear some brand new Manji's. This record came out about 2 weeks ago. And this is my favorite song off it. Check it out. Oh, hell yeah, that was Body Bags 2 for the brand new Florida EP by the Manji's. What'd you think, Meaty?
I liked it, but this next one is my favorite, and it's called Number One Hit.
Number one.
All right, that was number one hit off the Florida EP by the Mangies. Just came out a couple weeks ago, and it's pretty fucking good. And those are my favorite two songs on it as well. And we're just going to play a whole bunch of cool music. What you got, me? Do you got a song you want to play?
I do. Teen Idol's Genuine Whiskey Man.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I just like how they talk about how he wakes up with puke chunks in his hair. Blood on his sleeve.
Well, here we go. Just a little bit of Teen Idol's for you here at Rock and Roll Radio.
Trying to look at my head, I'm mirror, it's turning blue.
Oh, hell yeah. That was the Methadones. I went through a big Methadones phase again this year, and that was Self-Destruct. And it kind of leads us right into something new that came out this year. I'm talking about Baby Fat Volume 1, the Ben Weasel punk rock opera. What do you think about that whole concept, Meaty?
It's interesting.
It's kind of, you know, the whole concept album, punk rock opera. I think that it's a kind of a weird idea, but I do enjoy hearing other people sing Ben Weasel songs. And we're going to hear someone sing a Ben Weasel song right now. Here's Pale Light of the Midnight Sun.
I dreamed about a shadow disappearing from the land until the earth was baked in light and all was calm. It's funny how the universe speaks only when it chooses to and never gives the answer that you want. These nights
Oh, yeah, that was Cat Spazzy singing some Ben Weasel. Did you like that, Meaty?
I did.
Hell yeah, I like that too. I really dig on this one. It's called Living Hell.
Bitter. When the sickness in the city wins, before you know it, nature takes over.
All right, that was Living Hell. That's coming off Baby Fat Volume 1, the Screeching Weasel punk rock opera. There's 27 fucking songs, and we haven't even got to the awesome ones that Black Dahlia sings, and you know he's my favorite voice in punk rock and rock and roll in general, don't you, meaty?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a Black Dahlia supporter and fan. Anyways, what else happened this year? Who else put out records? What?
Murder Burgers did a split with Rational Anthem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they covered Chinese Telephones on there.
But before they went to Europe, they toured here, and they came to St. Louis.
Yeah, we did see the Murder Burgers this year.
We did.
Pretty rockin'. Let's play some fucking Murder Burgers.
Okay.
What do you want to hear?
Sorry in Advance.
Okay.
Okay.
I keep all my scars covered up, but every once in a while they open up. And your statues only hold up for so long, so it's pretty obvious that something's wrong. There's no reason my edges start to play, and I worry I've been driving you away. And end up driving myself insane, and end up back at square one again. But I've spent time to make sure I'm at peace with my own mind. So I hope someday I won't regret that I didn't say that I'm sorry and at once for complicated things, and even wondering why I'm watching you walk away. I'll have to hear myself say that I'm sorry for this mess, and that I really tried my best, but instead I'll fall asleep smiling with you next to me, my dear. Then wake up with you still here. Watching you walk away, I know I won't hear myself say.
Is one of my favorites. So do you have a favorite?
I have a bunch of favorites by these guys.
Well, yeah,
they kicked ass live, and we were just talking about it while I was playing. It's like, for some reason, there was like only maybe 50 fucking people at this show, and it's like we both kind of felt sorry for
he deserved more. Deserved better.
Like, they come all the way from Scotland, and they're on tour in the US, and there's like 50 people at the show. What the fuck? And I made sure to give them a little bit extra money when I bought my little merch, you know, try to help them on down the road a little bit. But anyways, they were asking for songs, man, and like I scream out that I want to hear "I Don't Want to Dance with You Tonight," and everyone like just stops and like looks at me like, "Fuck!" I don't think any of those people knew any of the songs.
I don't think so either.
It's kind of messed up. And Fraser was like, "I don't like that song. I think it's shit," and all this. So we didn't get to hear that one, but we will get to hear it right here on my show. This is Rock and Roll Radio, and I get what I want.
Yeah.
That's I Don't Want to Dance With You Tonight from the Murder Burgers, How to Ruin Your Life. Fucking great song. I don't understand why you didn't want to play it live, but it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, what else happened this year, Meaty?
The Unlovables did a split with Dirtbag Annie.
True. Yeah, I really like that reunion show. It's called Get 6 Brand New Unlovables Songs. And, you know, at first, when I first heard it, I was kind of like, oh, man, it's kind of, I don't know. It's like you listen to it a few times, and it's just as good as all the old classic Unlovable shit, don't you think?
It's great. I love it. It's
yeah, fantastic. So what's your favorite song? Let's play that.
Worthwhile.
Worthwhile?
Yeah.
I actually really like that one a lot, too. Let's check it out. That was Worthwhile from Reunion Show, The Split with Dirtbag Annie by The Unlovables. It's been out for a little while now. I really like it, and I really particularly like that middle eight, man. That's old school Unlovables, don't you think?
Yes.
It's really fucking cool. My pick for the best song on the record right off the bat was 1996.
That's my other favorite, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's got the classic, you know, Unlovables style background vocals, which they've kind of backed off on this record a little bit. But yeah, we're going to check out 1996, so...
Check this out.
Please, that's
Man, oh man, I fucking love that song. So good, don't you think?
I do.
So yeah, moving in a different direction.
The Front Bottoms put out an album this year as well.
Yeah, it's called Back on Top, and it's pretty good. It's a little bit different than their old shit. It's a little bit more electric, but I really like this Historic Cemetery song. Great lyrics, as usual, and I think you people will like this one and hopefully relate to it like I do. Check it out.
One, don't smoke, and don't stop.
Just you and me, getting high and hanging out. Getting high and messing around. Getting high and trying to figure it out.
Was the Front Bottoms doing Historic Cemetery. I like that fucking song, and you know, those guys are just kind of a little different than the usual fare that you would hear here at Rock and Roll Radio, but I've always liked them, and I still do, and they put out a new record, so then you get to hear it right here. So anyways, one really fucked up thing that happened this year was we lost Brandon Carlile, man. Can you believe that?
It's really unfortunate.
It seemed like it happened so fast. It's like he was sick, he's in the hospital, and then, oh man, he's dead, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyone that knows anything about, you know, Brandon knows he was the drummer for Teenage Bottle Rocket, a great fucking band. And he was a killer fucking drummer and a really nice guy, you know what I mean? If you go to the shows, you can hang out with those guys. And, you know, he was a really cool dude, and he will be missed. So I think we're going to play some Bottle Rocket cuts, just kind of as like our little tribute this year to losing Brandon. And this is the one that I like now that I kind of associate this one to Brandon now. And this one's a little song called... So Far Away.
You're on my mind. You're on my mind.
You know, I really love that song. I was actually fortunate enough to see them this year, and it was pretty cool. I got to meet him. So, yeah, I'm going to miss that guy. So, here's another one of my favorites. This song actually got me hooked on them. It's Bloodbath at Burger King.
Every day I get up early in the morning, cause I gotta go to work. Cause I wanna go where the action is, where everybody treats me like a jerk. I like taking shit from assholes, it's a dream come true, but 5:15 I'm gonna pay the rent. And I shortchanged a guy with the Whopper, he complained, I told him to get bent. But you know there will come a day, I'm gonna make those fuckers pay. Bloodbath at Burger King. Bloodbath at Burger King. Register the grilling on the floor, blood on the fryer and the walk-in cooler door. Blood on the register, the grilling on the floor, blood on the fryer and the walk-in cooler door. Blood on the register, the grilling on the floor. Blood on the fryer and the walk-in cooler door.
Hell yeah, that was Bloodbath at Burger King, coming off of Total by Teenage Bottle Rocket. And can you believe that fucking album's 10 years old? It's fucking nuts, ain't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember when that shit first came out, and it didn't leave my player for, like, at least, like, 3 months straight. I fucking love that album. And it was their first one with, you know, with Cody from the Lillingtons, which I love. Anyway, we're going to go a little bit further back into their first album. We're going to hear a little song called Pull the Plug. Check it out, man.
Ready to, I said
That was Pull the Plug coming off of Another Way, Teenage Model Records first album. I liked that one, but I really started getting into him when Cody joined the band, honestly. Then I went back and got Another Way, but yeah, I dig that song. And they redid it for Total, and I think it was like on the iTunes, like a bonus track, but I don't have that one. Anyways, so what's next? You want to hear some more? Let's hear some more Bottle Rocket. What do you got, Mito?
Yeah, I'm down. Let's listen to Mutilate Me. I like that one.
I like that one, too. Great message for the kids, too. Check it out. Yeah, that's a fucking great song, Mutilate Me. That came off of 2012's Freak Out, and great fucking album. Nice and bright pink, you know what I'm saying? I want to hear a little bit of Without You. I like Cody's songs better than Ray's songs, and it's one of my favorites off of They Came From the Shadows. So let's check it out. What do you think, Mito?
Okay.
I know that you've been hurt before.
All right, what a great fucking song. Yeah, it's been a pretty decent year for music. It's really sad, though, that we lost Brandon, and I think we're going to dedicate this episode to Ray and, you know, Cody and Miguel and everyone in the band and the family of the band. It's really sad, and rest in peace, Brandon. You will be missed, man. A really nice guy. Before we go, I just want to thank Meaty for sitting in on this episode of Rock and Roll Radio. Thanks, Meaty.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we'll do it again. And stay tuned, because the next episode is going to be a roundtable on a great fucking album. It's going to include Andrew Kiss and probably Meaty as well, and who knows who else. But stay tuned for that, and you know, check out Strange Ways, check out Podcast Rock City. And thanks for listening so much, and we're going to leave you just with a little bit of hope right here.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.